Representative Knopp, thanks for taking some time. The governor's proposed bringing the legislature together away from Juneau in the hopes of, I guess, you know, forcing some resolution to this budget mess. And how do you think that'll play out?
Here's what I expect, Shailen. I think you might see a special session on the road system, but I think you won't see it till late August when we come back to debate a PFD amount and a PFD formula change for calculating that PFD. That's what I expect. I mean, I think that the Senate is going to finally agree to withdraw the PFD amount from this year's operating budget, and I think we're going to pass the budget. And now what the governor will do, I have no idea. But, the House has stood pretty firm. We sent over a budget without a PFD amount in it because we recognized early on that we have to figure out a new formula and what we're going to do instead of debating the size of this thing every year. So, that's one of the reasons we sent that over, And then also, our House has only agreed to spend what we had available, not rob from savings, So, and so that's what we did. And the Senate, they fully funded PFD because it was the only way they could get a budget back to us to send a conference. They're pretty divided mm-hmm. on the PFD. And so they compromised, put the full PFD in there so they could just get the votes to move the budget bill back out of their body. And knowing good and well, it was going to end up in conference and that's where it'd be addressed. So I think they're getting close to agreeing with us that it needs to come out and move forward in a separate appropriations bill. But it's going to be a pretty lengthy discussion on that PFD yet, because we're kind of all over the map on that.
This has been such a topic this legislative session, is what the PFD ought to be and how to continue funding that and in what way you continue funding that. I'm curious, from your perspective, are you hearing kind of the same things from folks now as you were, say, back in January, or has the conversation shifted a little bit? Are people thinking about the PFD maybe a little bit differently than they were, 5 months ago?
I'll tell you what shifted the conversation is the governor's proposed budget. When he rolled that out, that shifted the conversation. I mean, when we took our finance team out to the communities to talk about the impacts, what we heard time and time again is the fact that we would like a dividend, but not a full dividend. We're willing to give up part of our dividends to afford some of these essential services, And it's interesting when we talk to the governor's office or the governor's office comments on this, and they say, well, we're talking to two different constituencies because that's not what we're hearing, So I imagine he's probably hearing from the ones who are fully behind him when he advocated for the full dividend. But that's not what we're hearing from the bulk of our people, and public testimony reflects that.
One thing the governor has said that he wanted to do, and I think he has more than accomplished this, is to get a deeper discussion going about the PFD and the budget and this sort of thing. And if nothing else, I think he certainly accomplished that this year.
Well, he's got a discussion going, but he's also done a lot of uncertainty and a lot of harm in our economy and in our school districts. And he's got some discussions going, and I think the governor, I'm not going to say that he's all wrong. I think he's wrong in his approach to it. I don't disagree with him. I think a lot of what he's trying to do can be accomplished, but just not in this method,
I know that folks are kind of worried about, again, the governor's veto authority. And, is he going to bring that red pen out? I guess, what would you say to folks who are thinking about, no matter what the Senate and the House approve, there's still that sort of thing lingering over the budget?
I still worry about it every day, I tell people in Juneau, my colleagues in Juneau, I said, look, we'll put forward the best budget we can, one that's real and doesn't take from, doesn't spend more than we have and doesn't rob from savings, and we coalesced around some of this thing, fiscal responsibility and affordable, sustainable budget. We talked about that. We said we're not going to talk about new revenue measures. If the governor's not going to hear them, we're not going to spend our time on them. We're going to address the PFD, crime reform, and the budget. That's what our coalition was formed around. And we did exactly that. And the House passed out a budget. We passed out the crime reform bill. And our plan all along was to address the PFD in a separate appropriations bill. So the House did its job. We did its job, and we sent it to the Senate. And they've had some troubles, getting concurrence to get it back. So, but I mean, the House figured it out. Now the Senate will figure it out, and then we'll come together and we'll get a final product. I think you're going to see that happen here in the next week. I really do.
Any parting thoughts?
I hope people stay optimistic. But I tell everybody, don't get too worked up. Do the best budget you can. At the end of the day, we might very well get the governor's budget. It's all up to him at that veto deal because, you know, when the vetoes come, hypothetically, if he goes and he slashes $350 million from education, I know that our body would override them. I don't know that the Senate or the House minority would help us do that. So, you know, that's where the issue is going to lie. We have to wait and see what he decides to ultimately do. And then the legislature will have to decide if they can pull together to do what they think is right or let the governor's veto stand.